You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, game changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, it's a discipline episode. So if you feel like you've been slacking or if you feel like you're not motivated and you're not doing what you're supposed to create the best possible lifestyle and future for yourself, please stay tuned. But in the meantime, please share this podcast with someone that you know may also be in the same situation. If you guys talk about these topics together, it will definitely help the both of you. And of course, it will help the podcast grow as well. So point number one is to don't expect perfection right away. Just get better. Listen, I know how it is. I used to have the same exact issue. Wake up in the morning and not feeling like getting out of bed. And things were hard. I didn't like what I was doing. I just knew I needed to change. But at the beginning, I thought that I needed to introduce 5 or 6 different habits all at once and everything will work out. But when I started doing it, as soon as I started doing it, I realized that that was not the right way to do it because my mind, my body, everything was just going against what I was supposed to do, all right? So you want to start from scratch. You want to add one small habit. You want to test it, see how it goes. You know you're probably going to fall off the horse. The most important thing is to get back on it. That's why I say don't expect perfection right away. Expect to fail here and there so that when you do fail, you don't feel bad about yourself, but you just go back to the basics and repeat the process until that habit actually becomes second nature. It takes about 66 days, they say. I say 90 days. I say that after you do something 7 days a week for 90 days, you will feel weird if you don't keep on doing it every day. Point number two, celebrate the good days when you have them, guys. Please do that because if you don't celebrate your good days, life is not exciting. I mean, if you close a deal, if you feel like you've run 7 days in a row and you were not a runner ever, those are things to celebrate. I'm not talking about going out and drinking and popping bottles, but I'm talking about even giving yourself a pat on the back. Just make sure that you write it down. Say, hey, I've been doing such a great work. Look how far I've come. Even journaling and self-love is very important. It's a great way to celebrate without having to spend money or without doing something that's going against what you've done. I mean, like some people say, well, if I had a great diet for 7 days in a row, I'm going to celebrate by just having a bunch of fries and a bunch of burgers. I mean, well, that could be a way to celebrate. I don't know if it's actually counterproductive. So that's why I'm saying celebration can even be just an entry in your journal saying that you really, really appreciate what you've done and you're looking forward to keep on doing that. Point number three, ponder on what didn't work when you end up slacking. Guys, as I said, because you don't expect perfection, you know you're going to have some ups and downs. And once you have a downtime, once you don't feel like being a good day, you want to write down why you think that happened. It could be that it was a change of lifestyle, something may have happened. Maybe you left and you went on a weekend somewhere. When you got back, things were not set up properly on the Sunday night. So Monday, when it came around, you didn't really know what to do. I mean, there's so many different reasons why things can go wrong. But if you keep on journaling these concepts, these ideas, you will soon realize why you fail to achieve the perfect day. And when you do find out what it is, you can at least start working on fixing those issues. Point number four, be honest with yourself. This is only about you and I mean it, guys. Remember that you're not doing this for your friend, for your mom, for your dad, for your work friends, or any other reason. You are doing it for yourself. You need to get better. So if you lie to yourself, you're doing yourself a disservice twice because you're putting yourself under so much pressure to achieve a goal and you're lying to yourself about achieving that goal. So you're literally doing work and not really reaping the benefits of that hard work. So be honest with yourself. If there's an issue, if you feel you're falling off the horse, just write it down. Remember that it's all about getting better, not about perfection. And within a 90-day period, you'll see your life changing around and you'll thank me for it. And you'll thank yourself for it, most importantly. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.